Chapter 3 Creation. 37. Has the universe been created, or has it existed from all eternity, like God? Assuredly the universe cannot have made itself, and if it had existed from all eternity, like God, it could not be the work of God. 38. How did God create the universe? To borrow a well-known expression, by His will. Nothing can give a better idea of the action of that all-powerful will than those grand words of Genesis. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. 39. Can we know how worlds are formed? All that can be said on this subject, within the limits of your comprehension, is this: worlds are formed by the condensation of the matter disseminated in space. 40. Are comets, as is now supposed, a commencement of condensation of the primitive matter worlds in course of formation? Yes, but it is absurd to believe in the influence attributed to them. I mean, the influence which is commonly attributed to them, for all the heavenly bodies have their share of influence in the production of certain physical phenomena. 41. Is it possible for a completely formed world to disappear, and for the matter of which it is composed to be again disseminated in space? Yes. God renews worlds as He renews the living beings that inhabit them. 42. Can we know the length of time employed in the formation of worlds of the earth, for instance? This is a matter in regard to which I can tell you nothing, for it is only known to the Creator, and foolish indeed would He be who should pretend to possess such knowledge, or to number the ages of such a formation. 43. When did the earth begin to be peopled? In the beginning all was chaos, the elements were mixed up in a state of confusion. Gradually those elements settled into their proper places, and then appeared the orders of living beings appropriate to the successive states of the globe. 44. Whence came the living beings that appeared upon the earth? The germs of these were contained in the earth itself, awaiting the favorable moment for their development. The organic principles came together on the cessation of the force which held them asunder, and those principles formed the germs of all the living beings that have peopled the earth. Those germs remained latent and inert, like the chrysalis and the seed of plants, until the arrival of the proper moment for the vivification of each species. The beings of each species then came together and multiplied. 45. Where were the organic elements before the formation of the earth? They existed, so to say, in the fluidic state, in space, in the midst of the spirits, or in other planets, awaiting the creation of the earth in order to begin a new existence on a new globe. 46. Do any living beings come into existence spontaneously at the present day? Yes, but the primal germs of these already existed in a latent state. You are constantly witnesses of this phenomenon. Do not the tissues of the human body and of animals contain the germs of a multitude of parasites, which only await for their development the occurrence of the putrid fermentation necessary to their life? Each of you contains a slumbering world of microscopic beings in process of creation. 47. Was the human species among the organic elements contained in the terrestrial globe? Yes, and it made its appearance at the time appointed by the Creator. Hence the statement that man was formed out of the dust of the ground. 48. Can we ascertain the epoch of the appearance of man and of the other living beings on the earth? No, all your calculations are chimerical. 49. If the germs of the human race were among the organic elements of the globe, why are human beings not produced spontaneously at the present day, as they were at the time of its origin? The first beginning of things is hidden from us. Nevertheless, it may be asserted that the earliest progenitors of the human race, when once brought into existence, absorbed in themselves the elements necessary to their formation in order to transmit those elements according to the laws of reproduction. The same may be said in regard to all the different species of living beings. 50. Did the human race begin with one man only? No. He whom you call Adam was neither the first nor the only man who peopled the earth. 51. Is it possible to know at what period Adam lived? About the period which you assign to him, that is to say, about 4,000 years before Christ. 52. What is the cause of the physical and moral differences that distinguish the various races of men upon the earth? Climate, modes of life, and social habits. The same differences would be produced in the case of two children of the same mother, if brought up far from one another, and surrounded by different influences and conditions, for the children thus diversely brought up would present no moral resemblance to each other. 53. Did the human race come into existence on various points of the globe? Yes, and at various epochs, and this is one of the causes of the diversity of human races. The people of the primitive periods, being dispersed abroad in different climates, and forming alliances with those of other countries than their own, gave rise perpetually to new types of humanity. Do these differences constitute distinct species? Certainly not. All of them constitute but a single family. Do the differences between the varieties of the same fruit prevent their all belonging to the same species? 54. If the human species do not all proceed from the same progenitor, should they, on that account, cease to regard one another as brothers? All men are brothers in virtue of their common relation to the Creator, because they are animated by the same spirit, and tend towards the same goal. The human mind is always prone to attach too literal a meaning to statements which are necessarily imperfect and incomplete. 55. Are all the globes that revolve in space inhabited? Yes, and the people of the earth are far from being, as you suppose, the first in intelligence, goodness, and general development. There are many men having a high opinion of themselves who even imagine that your little globe alone, of all the countless myriads of globes around you, has the privilege of being inhabited by reasoning beings. They fancy that God has created the universe only for them. Insensate vanity. 56. Is the physical constitution of all globes the same? No, they do not at all resemble one another. 57. The physical constitution of the various worlds not being the same for all, does it follow that the beings who inhabit them also have different organizations? Undoubtedly it does, just as, in your world, fishes are organized for living in the water, and birds for living in the air. 58. Are the planets furthest removed from the sun stinted in light and heat, the sun only appearing to them of the size of a different sun? Do you suppose that there are no other sources of light and heat than the sun? And do you count for nothing the action of electricity which, in certain worlds, plays a very much more important part than in your earth? Besides, how do you know that the beings of those worlds see in the same manner as you do, and with the aid of organs such as yours? 59. The different nations of the earth have formed to themselves widely divergent ideas of the creation. What common basis can be? Only when the religious sentiment shall have been enlightened by its union with scientific truth, be rendered invulnerable to the attacks of skepticism, and take the place of indifference in the minds and hearts of men.